This is the warm-up for the Agnisara practice. To begin, start in crocodile. As we know, the preparations for Agnisara are understanding diaphragmatic breathing and relaxing the body. And crocodile does a perfect job of that. We're fortunate to have Sean here as a model. Look at Sean's body. It's restful. And then the action all through the belly here is showing up across the bottom of the rib cage, across the low back. And the focus of the breath here is going to begin to soften all the tissues of the belly, which will activate real strongly in Agnisara in just a few minutes. But for now, focus on resting. And sense that this breathing and this posture in the crocodile is supporting an understanding and awareness of deep, relaxed breath and a calmness throughout the whole body. In Agnisara, as we learn, it's really important, it's actually essential, not to be in a rush. And so, in addition to understanding diaphragmatic breathing, through crocodile, you get to drop down any expectation of rushing from one breath to the next. So there's no rush. And in that, you're already beginning to have an impact on the nervous system. So there's this soft, continuous movement of the belly down, the low rib cage out, and the low back is gently moving. Just have your mind as aware of this area in the lower body and the torso as possible. Great. And take three more breaths. Good. Now, bring the legs a little closer together, more to about hip width apart. So the tops of the feet come down to the ground, and legs are straight. Now, in the understanding of Agnisara, we're working with the pelvic floor, we're working with the abdominal area, and so we want to start to awaken that. So on an exhale, squeeze through the pelvic floor, through the perineum, and inhale, you're going to relax. Try to relax all the way. Repeat that, maybe half a dozen times. And you'll also get into the glutes and the buttocks and the whole area of the pelvis. As you exhale, there's a contraction at the pelvic floor, at the perineum and the buttocks. And on inhale, it's a release. Each time you practice, even this warm-up, see if you can take your mind and your focus inward more. There's layers that we work with in Agnisara practice. Layers of muscle, layers of tissue, layers of energy, layers of stress. And each time that you exhale, you have an impact. Each repetition, you change. It's a new practice, each repetition. Good. Do one more. Fantastic. And now, go ahead and press back to a child's pose. So there's a lot of variations in child's pose. You could have a block under your forehead. You could have put a cushion or bolster between your legs or under your hips. So choose what you need to. But in essence, you want to sense that there's a stretch through the back of the body, right here across the low back. But you also want to pay attention to the abdomen. You cannot see Sean's abdomen here, but when Sean breathes deeply, his abdomen expands into his lap. This is exactly, precisely what's going to happen on Agni Sara. The belly is going to release on inhale, and exhalation is going to come a little bit away from the lap. But here, not with so much activation, it's more restful at this stage. But again, sense and notice how your awareness is drawing into the whole abdominal area and feeling how the abdomen moves with the breath. Good. And then come up to all fours. So in this table position, now just start to move the whole back in a cat and cow stretch. So we're growing and we're expanding in the understanding of what's happening in the body. On exhale, there's a contraction that's going to happen. In Agni Sara, it's going to be more focused through this area. But in this cat stretch, it's the whole front of the torso. And inhale, you're waking up all the muscles of the back here. But now, let's refine it, because Agni Sara is a very refined practice. So think about from moving from the bottom of the rib cage down to the tailbone or the hips only, really. And the upper back and the neck is more neutral, almost soft and relaxed. The head neither drags nor it pitches way back. So it's more neutral. Yes, look, see how exhalation is shown as contracting the abdominals, low abdominals, even the pelvic floor. It's rolling. So here's exhale, rolling, and it's opening the back here. Inhale, it's releasing. The belly's drawing down. Exhale, you can see my hand going in, Sean's belly's going in. Inhale and releasing. Great. A couple more repetitions. Just try to sense that the movement, the rocking, is in coordination with the breath. Good. And then step the right foot forward for a lunge. Now, in the lunge, you could take blocks underneath your hands and just let your body initially just come forward. Good. And then just rocking a little bit. You come out of the lunge slightly as you exhale and inhale, bend the knee. Good. So there's more movement in the body now. However, in the idea of this preparation for Agni Sara, take your mind here in the belly and let the exhalation from the abdomen help begin to generate a release through the spine. And an inhalation, the belly drops and it opens through the heart, the chest, and it creates this expanded awareness. That's inhale. Good. And this is exhale. Yeah, release. Good. And then come to the lunge. Good. Now strong through the pelvic floor. Yep. And the arms hang by the sides. chest is open and relaxed. So this could be where you stay. Another thought is you might put something underneath the left knee if that feels like the ground isn't cushiony, enough cushion for your knee. And then if you'd like, another step would be to raise the arms up. Beautiful. Now take the awareness here through the abdomen again. The psoas, the iliopsoas, spans this area of the torso, the whole hip. And so as you breathe, feel how you gently might be stretching this area from the inside out. Fantastic. And then release. Go back to all fours. And then let's do the lunge on the other side. Again, blocks underneath your hands or not. You just want to make sure you don't carry any tension in the shoulders or the neck. So it's this natural release. And then start to rock forward. Exhale, you're folding. Look, the neck releases. Look at how beautiful it is. It's a natural release. Inhale, and it's extending. So now, as you keep moving, you're creating this awareness and coordination, which is a huge principle in Agnisara, coordinated movement with the body and the breath. Fantastic. Good. Do one more. And then in the lunge, now steady and activate the pelvic floor. And notice how that creates stability in your body. Arms hang. See, now Sean could stay here if he wanted. Some days I'll stay here. I just want to open up a little bit more. But raise your arms if you want. And reach. And sense that reach, create an awareness all through the side of the body. In this case, it's right, Sean's right side. So his from all through the waist here, there's a little bit of a deeper stretch. And it's the stretch, though, caused by the action, but then it deepens because of the breath. And that's the direction we want to take the awareness of the practice of Agnisara, is more subtle. Feeling the physical stretch, feeling a little bit more of the stretch as related to inhale. Good. And then release the arms down. Good. And step forward to a forward bend. Good. So gentle bend in the knees. And just sense, try to sense how you can release here in the low back area. Good. Fantastic. And then to come up, be mindful of activation of the pelvic floor. Stabilize the legs with the inner thighs. And rise up to stand. Excellent. Good. And then, go ahead, Sean, you can face the camera. Now, stand in the mountain pose. Take a couple of deep breaths. Beauty of the warm-ups is already it sets the tone for the stability and comfort that Agnisara brings to the whole body. And so you already try to already sense that. Good. The next level of awareness we want to prep for with Agnisara is the shoulders and the chest. And take the fingers to the shoulders. It just come on the caps and the tops of the shoulders. And then circle the elbows in coordination with the breath. Beautiful. Inhale and the elbows stretch up and exhale around. Good. Switch directions. Fantastic. There's an opening here on inhale. There's a release on exhale. Good. Sean's getting all into the shoulders as possible to open through this whole area of the upper body. Great. And then release the arms. Excellent. Great. Now, one more warm-up before we get into the stance of Agnisara. And it's related to the hips and rocking the hips. So just for a couple of reps, stay like this, Sean. Take your hands on your hips. Mm-hmm. And now Sean's going to rock his pelvis. Mm-hmm. And as Sean's going to engage the low abdominals and release the low back. Yep. Excellent. Just like that. Great. Now, go ahead and turn this way, Sean. Yeah. And you'll get a better view now of what's happening in Sean's pelvis. Good. It's just a lifting of the pubic bone and a releasing. Good. And it's an exhale as the pubic bone pulls up, and inhale, release. Exhale, inhale. Good. And try to be relaxed in the chest and the shoulders. Good. And it's important to know that it's not this. You see, Sean's hips are not coming forward and back this direction. Nor is it a low cat cow this way. It's just isolated here. And now let go a little bit of the effort, Sean, and just make the pelvis kind of rock. Maybe it's not as coordinated. Yeah, uh-huh. This is great. This is great to release the low back. Now take your left hand to your tailbone, Sean, and right hand to your pubic bone, just to touch the pubic bone. And now just keep rocking just like you did. Good. You see that? There's a a release all through this area. Fantastic. All right, and then release your arms. Great. All right, now come to the stance, Sean. So in coming to the Agnisara stance, you're going to bend the knees and place the hands and the thighs just above the knees. They could come a little bit higher if you want, but you want them to be comfortable and steady. One of the main reasons for this stance is to stabilize the body and not carry the effort of the body, holding the body upright, with any abdominal muscles. You'll notice this, and this is a nice exercise to practice. Pick up your hands just an inch. Yep. So now the hands aren't bracing on the legs. And notice where you carry the strength. Okay? It's right here in the abdomen to stabilize the body. So go ahead, push the hands back under the legs and brace the upper body on the legs. Good. That allows you to release the abdomen. Look, Sean's back is nice and long. More neutral. The chin could relax just a little bit. So you want the cervical spine neutral. The feet facing forward and the ankles steady, the shin bones, knees pointing forward. Great. Feet between hip and shoulder width apart. Excellent. Shoulders released. There's this release all through here in Sean's shoulders. He's not carrying any tension up in this area. That's important too, because otherwise it would eventually get into his neck. It wouldn't be very comfortable practice after a little while. And now, just sense how you can breathe in the belly. And the belly moves like it has moved through all the warm-ups, coordinated with the breath, inhale out and exhale in, and just sense that natural movement. Great. And so that's the stance.